If children are old enough to love, they're old enough to grieve. This is episode one in a series of podcasts on children and young people's grief, produced by Victoria Hospice. Thank you to our generous donors who have made this series possible. These episodes are meant to be tools and resources for parents and professionals who work with children and who may be seeking guidance when it comes to dealing with grief.
I've been with Victoria Hospice for a long time, working with both adults and children.
That's Allison Whiteman, child and youth counselor at Victoria Hospice.
The children piece is my passion. When I was doing my master's degree, my research was around bereaved children, which I found really interesting, and found myself really wanting to advocate for bereaved children because there was a real lack of research around that topic at the time. So I'm really excited to be sharing this information with all of you today.
In this episode, Allison speaks about different age groups and how they grieve. She'll break down the developmental stages and provide some suggested ways to support each age group. First, there are three general themes to remember for all ages.
No matter what the age the child is, it fits in. So first of all, it's an important point for parents to know that children re-grieve at each developmental stage. So if they experience a death at the age of 5, when they hit the age of 9, they're going to look at it again. And when they hit the age of 13, they're going to look at it again. And this is normal and healthy. There isn't anything wrong that's happening. The second point is that children's grief is sporadic, so it's different from adult grief. Their attention span can last only so long on anything, and it's true for their grief as well. So it will come and go, and that's perfectly normal and natural and healthy as well. And my last point is, one of the purposes of our grief is to help us to develop a relationship, change the relationship with the person who has died. So when they die, our grief doesn't mean that the relationship stops. It means that it has to change because the person isn't physically here to maintain it anymore. And so our grief helps us in the shifting and changing and adapting. And I'll talk more about what that looks like with each specific age group.
The next age group, 6 to 9.
This is when they're starting school life and sorting all of that out. So lots of big things happening anyway in their lives. With the 6 to 9 age group, they're in transition in terms of their thinking. They're starting the shift from concrete to abstract, but they certainly haven't made it yet. They do have an understanding at this point that death is permanent, so that they know that when somebody dies, they're not going to be able to come back. So that's the biggest shift, I think, that happens for this particular age group. What happens with this, knowing that death is permanent, is that they then have an understanding as well that other people in their family or themselves could die. And so there can be a lot of fear that will surface for them at this age group. And so needing some reassurance about that is really helpful. This age group, I find that all age groups will struggle with this, but I think with this particular age group, feeling a responsibility for the death is something that comes up for them a lot. And it's really important to, if they're thinking that they have somehow caused this, to help them shift that thinking, because we don't want anybody growing up believing that they've caused somebody to die. That's not helpful to their sense of self at all. So it's an important one to find out about as soon as possible. This age group also has a real curiosity about the details of the death and kind of the scientific pieces of what happens to a body after somebody dies. Parents can find some of the questions a bit abrupt or kind of disturbing, but it truly is coming from a place of them wanting to understand and trying to piece things together, and information is helpful for them. And so they can ask these really sort of bold and to an adult maybe sometimes gruesome questions, but that's really just them trying to understand what's going on. This age group will also have a tendency to hold back their feelings or their questions out of fear of upsetting somebody else. They might not want to talk about their dad to their mom because they're worried about upsetting their mom. So just, it's really helpful for adults to know that, because then you can help to start conversations You can't really rely necessarily on the child to bring it up. So for you to bring it up and then be able to have conversations, they're happy to engage that way. But they will kind of naturally lean towards protecting their parents or caregivers. So helping them to kind of shift away from that is really helpful. So in terms of support, again, modeling your own grief and languaging it is really helpful for this age group as well. They're less frightened by big emotions like the earlier group, but still I think it's important to monitor that with yourselves. Things that can be helpful for children of this age group to keep the connection with the person who has died is to have things that belong to that person. So it could be something that was given to them by the person who died. They like to have pictures up on their walls in their bedroom often, or a piece of jewelry that's been left for them. Any of those kinds of things can be really meaningful and helpful for them. And also sharing stories about the person who has died within the family. That's something that they really enjoy doing as well. And also if there is a special spot that they shared with the person who died, or perhaps that's maybe where the ashes are or the body is, these children can really benefit from being able to go there as well. It's another way of being able to connect. And again, also for this age group, continuing with the same routines is really helpful. This is the school age group, so letting them have some say about when they're ready to go back to school and that kind of thing, they can certainly make that kind of decision for themselves. And it's just giving them the permission to say and then honoring that.
This is one of six sections of this episode covering developmental stages in grief. Future episodes will look at resiliency, bereaved children's needs, and supports. Thank you to our generous donors for making this podcast possible. For more details on Victoria Hospice's bereavement services, visit our website, victoriahospice.org.